Yep, we're starting it again.
Post show take number two.
So we did something that we said something that we shouldn't have. So this is stuff we like. Post show, here we are again.
Right.
Friend's dad.
This is the show after the show. So I was just mentioning and beginning to tell a story about the time I met one of my friend's dads, and this man was a very intimidating figure. He was very quiet when we first met him. I had planned to take it was me, Gerard here, my other friend, and his dad. We were going to a all-you-can-eat sushi buffet. So I jump in the car, and I'm trying to make some small talk. It's not really working. We get to the restaurant. He's still pretty silent. Now, another fact to know about when I go to all-you-can-eat sushi buffets is I tend to over-order, thinking that everything that's listed is only one piece instead of eight pieces. That might be a little bit of a difficulty I have. So
even
just,
when they say it on the paper.
I'll just mark everything like five, and then Gerard will be like, dude, you're ordering like 500 pieces of sushi. And I'm like, oh, really? It doesn't
I'm
matter.
Like, they're going to kick us out, and we're going to have to pay for it.
But I mean, listen. It was
salmon railway cheap, fellas.
So that was irrelevant, but I just wanted to add that for, like, you know, backstory. When we sit down, we're starting to cut, like, some small talk here and there. And one of my favorite pastimes to do with Gerard is to go get cart food at this place called 53rd and 6th.
The one place that matters, 53rd and 6th. If you've never been there, go there right now.
So it's a fantastic cart. They have the chicken, the rice, the falafel. It's delicious. You put as much sauce as you want on there. And I was explaining to my friend's dad and Gerard and my friend about basically an experience I had at a different cart. And I... Another side note here. I tend to say things that may, out of context, or even in context, not sound as what I mean. I may use certain words that may be a little
you're,
bit...
You're about to find out what he means.
A little bit extravagant. So,
extravagant.
I decided to describe how I love this cart food's meat so much. That I love this guy's meat. I would just shove it in my mouth.
That's not all, folks.
And I would shove the meat in my mouth. And the best part was that white sauce, because it just like lubricates it.
That was the word he used. He used the word lubricates. And then I'm just looking at, I'm like, Ann, do you know what you're saying?
In my mind, I'm thinking, I'm like trying to think of what's a word that helps things go down smoothly. A lubricant. So yeah, it lubricated my throat. Now, I didn't realize
the Brooklyn
that
is going out of
it. I didn't realize that at the time that was a very, I guess, homoerotic statement.
Until I pointed it out, I was like, well, not even homoerotic. It was just funny.
I mean, it was hilarious in a sense, but I just didn't realize what I was saying. And Gerard kept telling me, dude, you're getting graphic. I'm like, I don't understand.
Yeah,
I'm just talking about shoveling meat in my mouth. I'm like meat and white sauce.
Oh, yeah, meat and white sauce.
And my dad is just like looking at me and just like, what the hell is going on? And I'm just like, oh my god. And everyone just starts busting out laughing. And just like, no way. And it reminded me of another story I'd spoken about where I used to hang out with my teachers, my professors, and we both had to use the bathroom, and he goes to one urinal and I go to the opposite urinal on the opposite side of the bathroom, like all the way as far away as it can be. And as I am using said urinal, I look up and there's a giant bug. Like, I'm talking, this thing is huge. I don't know what it was, but it was really big.
Size of what for scale?
Really big, like dragon.
Like, I'd say like it looked like an orange. It was big.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, it was big.
Like an orange size.
An orange size, like obviously not an
like
orange.
Leg span,
same,
leg
yeah,
span
leg span
included,
like,
okay.
of an orange. It was this giant thing.
It's like a granddaddy long legs.
Right. And as I am peeing at this urinal, I explain, because I see this bug, and I go, whoa, look at the size of that thing. And my professor goes, thanks. And everyone in the bathroom just starts cracking up. And I'm just like, oh, you got to be kidding me. I cannot believe that there's a bug on the wall. That's what I'm talking about. This bug is huge. And he just started laughing, and he told everyone he saw the rest of the day about said statement. And I was just
told me about that story. That was like weeks after it happened.
I know. And it was just ridiculous. Was so everyone he bumped into just tell a story like, oh, you want to hear what Anthony said? He said, look at the size of that thing. We were peeing at the urinals. And I'm like, okay. There's more context to the story. So I said this to my friend. At this point, my friend dad is like choking on sake and everything else he's eating and everything. I'm just like, because he's like dying of laughter. But the moral of the story was I broke the conversation barrier, and then everyone started having a great time.
Yeah, that was like the real gelling point.
It was.
That was like a great moment. We're never going to forget that.
No, we're not. It's a story
that
to
was like
go.
One of the funniest. That
and
was so funny.
I just wanted to share that I am one of the few people who properly used the word lubricate, as according to Gerard. And
oh, you used it. You used it.
And it was quite the experience.
That it was.
It's like, yeah. That
it
was,
went down smooth.
Yes, it did. So, all
right.
Continuing on.
Well, this is kind of just whatever we want to talk about. I was like thinking while you were talking the story, maybe we should just like make this about like dad encounters.
Dad encounters.
Yeah, like you were talking about our...
Like
our
dad encounters of the third kind? Or...
we're talking about our mutual friend's dad.
I don't know what other dads I've encountered.
You met
that,
mine,
that statement in and of itself sounds a bit odd.
Yeah. I guess that's not really enough.
It could just be about dads. I mean, Father's Day is in, like, I don't know, 2 months.
Mother's Day's coming up.
Never start preparing enough.
That's very true.
That's true. You can start preparing for Father's Day.
What are you guys going to do? What do people usually do for Mother's Day? That's the thing.
I just have a lot of family.
Yeah, same here.
You know?
We have family.
It's kind of just...
Yeah, right?
Like a brunch, usually.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a delightful... I think we go to J&R Steakhouse, oddly enough. Which you would think is something that you would do for, like, Father's Day.
Yeah.
But...
What's J&R Steakhouse?
Just like a steakhouse, but, like, you know, usually, like,
it's not too fancy.
I know it's not just a steakhouse, but, like, I mean, I've never been there, but I'm just saying, like, stereotypically, the man would be the one.
I don't know, my mom likes it.
No, I'm not saying they can't, but I'm saying just, you know, stereotypically, of course.
I mean, we could, what else, like, what's a neat topic to talk about? You guys remember, like, Saturday morning cartoons? Like, Fighting Foodons? It's the Food Attitude?
Pokemon.
That was, you know, Ash was probably the worst trainer in the history of ever.
Yo, he sucks. If he was playing a game,
he definitely was a terrible trainer.
Every time he got a good Pokemon, traded it. He traded that Butterfree for that Raticate.
He did trade back.
Yeah, but that was still like a really intense episode.
He just, for some reason, he feels the need to drop everything and then just get a new team every.
Well, he's 10.
Like, yeah, but it's
the concept of the show. Right, was fucking
I was
10.
Watching the show when I was like 7, and I knew it was a bad move. And I'm like, come on.
Yeah, well, that's very true. Well, I think because, like, maybe we, like, played the games.
You know, I used to actually refer to boys and girls as trainers back in the day when I was playing the game.
That actually does sound pretty cool.
And it was cool until my friends like, dude, they're called boys and girls. I'm like, no, they play Pokemon. Aren't they trainers? And they're like, no, dude, you're crazy. I'm like, listen. I don't understand. I want to
live in that schizophrenic world.
It might be schizophrenic, I guess, but it was really fun because, like, it became like, you know, it wasn't that far-fetched. It was awesome.
That's a Pokemon. That's far-fetched. You're far-fetched.
And it was fantastic. I loved – my mom used
Did
to
you make
volleyball.
That trade, too?
Dude, I used to trade. I traded my – I made some terrible trades in my day.
You definitely had to do that. There's no other way to get a far-fetched.
I made some terrible trades in my day. I traded him a Champ for a Starmie – no, a Staryu and a Water Energy. Because I thought two cards were better than one.
Oh my god, I remember I think this actually, like, marked the point where I, like, hated the neighbors that live across the street from me. Yeah, no, like, literally, I had, like, two shiny Gyarados cards.
Yeah.
Two of the holographic ones, because I was, like, incredibly lucky with the packs. He traded for, like, one that was... He traded me, like, three cards. None of them were, like, any particularly good, but I've never had them before, so I'm like... I guess part of this has got to catch them all.
Yeah, you were being a good trainer. And yeah. It's like, that's
and then I remembered how chipped it was, and I was like, okay, I got to walk over to his house. I got to, like, demand my cards back. Demand a trade back.
Right.
It was like, it's like the unspoken rule, no trade backs. Right. You even have to speak it sometimes to get the whiny kids off.
I had such an awesome collection, and then I took them into the city one day because I just never wanted to leave my side, and I lost a bunch.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I lost my Alakazam, my Mewtwo.
Well, at least you have yourself to blame for that. You know what?
I still have my Charizard that I pulled from a pack. That was awesome.
I don't have that. Don't have that. I think you can actually buy that, like, off Amazon.
That's
not
the one everybody
actually
knows, the shiny Charizard.
Yeah, Charizard was great.
That's the one that everyone, like, really wanted. I remember... Because
no one actually knew how to play the game. Everyone was just like, whoa, 100 damage.
I'm going to actually get to that. But my sister, if she's actually listening to this, holy crap, I still actually, like, hold a grudge for her with that. She took my cards and lost them.
Where?
You, like, left them in a grocery store one day, a toy store one day. Literally.
Wow. That's unfortunate.
That's like, you'll never find them again. They blend right in, probably.
Yeah, and at that time, when I look back at, like, the stacks that I have at home that I probably should get rid of, I should probably, like, donate to charity or something, but they're, like,
in
a little chest. It's just, like, none of them are shiny. They're just, like, they're all reminders of what I used to have. I had, like, a Venusaur,
Blastoise.
What?
It's just...
Yeah,
I'm having, like, a real nostalgic moment because, like, I don't know. For
like
me,
looking into the future.
Yeah, because
the past.
For me, like, the smell of, like, grass and the sound of lawnmowers and just Pokemon cards, like, that's my childhood.
Yeah, that's
right there.
That is childhood.
Run around trading cards, got to catch them all, like you said. My dad started getting his own collection.
Yeah.
Yeah, as he was doing it, and he wouldn't trade me though.
Oh,
which is terrible.
Did he know what he was, like, getting?
I guess.
God.
I mean, he probably had an idea.
I actually remember my parents actually bought, like, a bunch of trading card packs.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, going to give it to us, I think, when, like, school was over or something.
Right.
Like, oh, you got good grades. Here's Pokemon cards that we bought for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we fucking, like, found them in their closet.
And just
shred
them open?
Shredded, like, we carefully opened it, opened up the pack, see what was in there, and, like... put them back in. We're like, oh, well, now we know what we're getting. No, there's
was
no
it,
point.
Was it anything like, good? Was it really good cards?
I don't even remember. I just remember the actual act.
It's just crazy knowing that like the packs themselves are such a cost-ineffective way of getting it. Because like, you're spending like $4 a pack, whatever it is. You're getting random luck instead of buying like the cards themselves. But that was part of the fun, though, was ripping it open.
Yeah, I love
seeing
because I think
there.
I remember like, with Pokemon at least, you weren't guaranteed a holographic.
No, you weren't.
You weren't. You were guaranteed one rare card.
In right. Pokemon, no.
Well, Pokemon,
there was
you're
a rare,
rare as well.
There was a rare, but it was either
a
diamond or a star.
Yeah.
Right, that was it.
And the thing is, like, you sometimes got the really rare ones in a pack. Yeah, but like the thing is, like I don't know. I had all the original cards.
Yeah, that's all
I think
I
still
have. I never
them in the
had
basement.
Anything more than the original.
I did buy some of the other ones, but I stopped collecting them like halfway through the second
really
gen.
Really early on, it was like the second gen.
I was
the
like,
game, but
that was when I realized like they got me. I need to stop. It wasn't even my money. I just felt bad that I had to go back and buy.
Dude,
them
I love
every
that. I still
week.
Play card games to this day. Card games. It's a form of gambling. It's fun.
It really is. You know, that's
it's like you're playing card lotto.
I stay away from trading card games just for that.
I know.
Because, like,
that's,
I want to collect them all.
Right. I just want
to
get everything.
I'm like crap at the game. I remember there was actually a Game Boy Color game for the Pokemon card game.
Yeah.
And I remember
was ridiculous.
I learned how to play the game because of that. And I'm like, well, I still can't get anyone to actually play the game with me. So
I
this
love
doesn't
that.
Actually solve anything.
I love that game. Actually,
it
was a story.
It was so
where
slow.
I used to be in a choir with this kid, and he lent me. I lent them Super Mario Brothers for the Pokemon trading card game, and I played that game nonstop for like a week. Then I got back to him, and he was like, oh, I lost you Super Mario Brothers. I'll give you this shitty Toy Story game instead to get back my Pokemon trading card game. And I did it because I felt bad because it was technically his game, but I really wanted Super Mario Brothers. And then I just kept playing this god-awful
Toy Story
game. I should have kept the Pokemon trading card game.
Did
he not uphold his part of the deal. If I ever see that guy again, he owes me big.
Which is what, to give you a new Mario game?
Or let me keep his Pokemon trading card game. I should have just kept that
one.
It's
true. Why
is that?
Why do you have to be like the guy with, you know...
Well,
why do you have to be the
there.
Dick
well,
if
what
like,
I would
he's
be doing now
give, he's not
going to
give it back to you?
I would just put an emulator on my phone and I would just play that game.
No, see, that's not the thing yet. The principle of the story is that guy owes
me.
The
principle
is
that guy owes me.
It's not the game. It's the principle.
It's the principle.
It's the principle.
I actually remember that I had a roommate early on in college who... He kept... Please, like, help me keep my sanity on this one.
Right.
Is pizza that you leave out on the counter still good the next day?
Absolutely.
Absolutely?
Yes.
I would actually say no.
I prefer it left out than getting cold, because if you reheat it left out, it's fine.
That's cheese, yo. That's cheese, though.
That's fine. It's cheese already. It's bacteria.
Baked cheese.
I'm in the Gerard camp here. I'm like, you need to cover it in foil.
Wait, what kind
you...
of pizza was it? Was it Domino's or was it like real pizza?
No, real pizza I leave.
It was real pizza.
Real pizza I leave
okay,
out.
Okay, because Domino's got whatever in it to keep it alive for the
real
next
pizza
week
we leave
or
out.
Something.
We've been doing that for years. Nothing's ever happened to us.
Well,
so
whenever when people stop eating pizza in my house, we just kind of like cover it up in foil and throw it in the fridge.
Yes, that's what I
do. Okay, so knowing that kind of training back at home, he was like leaving pizza out. There was like a pizza. He left it out overnight. I kind of like looked over when we were in a common room. We're like, that needs to get thrown out. That's not edible anymore. I threw it out. He came back and he's like, who threw out the pizza? I was going to eat that. And
yeah,
then,
I mean,
like,
I agree with your roommate.
Someone else like took the heat with that. Like, he didn't say he threw it out, but he was like, you have to, you can't eat that.
I think you
that.
Can.
It's not sanitary.
I've done it before.
Like,
you know,
I'll buy you a new.
Listen, my brother took like a food, like he's in school for like food and he's culinary, whatever, hospitality, whatever you want to call it. And he took a class.
All in hospitality.
Yeah, we're like the minimal. He's like, all right, this is the minimal amount of time food can be out of the fridge before bacteria gets on it, and it's only like 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, that's fine. There's been plenty
overnight?
Of things left overnight that we've had before. I don't know if it's like bacteria or not. I mean, like we also. Like, leave out eggs a lot, too.
Oh, no.
But that's actually, in Italy, they don't keep eggs
actually,
in the refrigerator.
Yeah, actually, I remember that.
So it's not like, a lot of stuff is not as...
Well, it also...
Yeah, it's not as perishable as we
it
make
has
it sound.
The shell. The shell is already
Yeah, but I'm...
It's like skin. It's like our skin. Like, our skin is meant to, like, protect us from bacteria. Supposed
I understand.
To.
And, this, and like, eggs already have bacteria in them to begin with. You cook them.
So
you're okay.
Yeah, so this guy actually... the guy that was taking heat for throwing out the pizza, he's like, I'll buy you a new one if it means that much to you. He's just like, I don't want a new pizza. It's the principle of the thing. And I think, like, later
well, see,
on...
See, that's just stupid. Why would you want that instead of, like, a new fucking pizza?
Later on, I think, like, he actually flip-flopped the argument and just kind of like, it's not about the principle of the thing. It's about the pizza that you threw out.
Dickhead.
Pizza principle.
Well, that was kind of like the resounding opinion of him after
It's like,
that.
Oh, wait, I can actually get what I want, but better.
See, now that's not what I meant. If he would have given me the Pokemon trading card game, I would have been really happy.
No, see, that's not. If you leave that out, it doesn't go bad. See, he should have just given it to you.
Right. I didn't realize that.
Because he's the one who effed up and lost the Super Mario.
Yeah, he should own up.
Own up to it. Don't give me this shitty game.
Which, in kid logic, now that we've lived through that and we can actually look back on a critical angle as adults, he definitely pocketed it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, probably. Most likely. Pocketed.
I got hoodwinked by a 7-year-old.
It's like if you've ever worked with kids.
Church choir.
If you've worked with kids now, you lived through it, you know their tricks. Just like, I didn't do my homework because I lost it.
This reminds me of the time that I wanted to make a donation to the music guy in New York City who gave me those blank CDs.
Oh, yeah.
That was so unfortunate. I was walking with Tom, and we were going to meet Gerard and a couple other people at Carmine's. And as they're walking, this guy's like, yo, man, you want to donate to a cause for music and you get a free CD? I was like, yeah, sure. I love music. I want to increase the arts. I love helping people pursue their dreams. So I gave him $5, and he hands me the CDs. He's like, yo, they're $15 each. I'm like, no, what are you talking about? He's like, yo, give me the money. I'm like, what's going on? And there's they're starting to pester me
they're
and Tom.
Everywhere.
So eventually, me and Tom gave him another $10 each, and I walked out and I had these CDs, and one was signed G Money, and something else. And I'm just looking at it, and I'm
this
I got,
is terrible.
We got
I think
swindled.
That's happened to everybody who's gone to the city at least once, tourist or not.
Nope, I definitely remember that too. That's happened to me. First year of college, I was walking. I think I was going to Penn Station because I had to catch a train. And this guy comes up to me, just kind of hey, baby. The weird thing of it is they don't come up to you and they say, do you want to listen to my music? Do you want to buy my music? Do you want to listen to this and see what you think? They always come up to you. They're they put their arm around you.
Yeah, they try.
Hey, how you doing, man? How you doing? You good? Where you going? Where you go? Oh, Philadelphia. I know that place. And then they push their music onto you, just kind of here's the CD. Go on, take it. I'm going to sign it for you.
As soon as you
I'm
take it, that's
it.
I'm
just gonna, okay, it's just $10 a CD. And I remember I actually bought one, just to get him off my back. I listened to it once. I'm like, this is crap. I actually gave it to my friend who was into hip hop at the time. Just here, just
was there actually music on it?
Yeah, there was.
Oh, all right. Because I was because when it happened to me, it was my friend. Coincidentally, I was with another.
Oh, yours was actually a blank CD.
No, I'm just to them. We my never dad thought they were dangerous, so he threw them out.
No, I never. So it was pushed on us. So it was with my other friend Anthony.
Yeah,
and we were in the city one time. We're in Soho or some shit, and these guys come up to us and they're like, it happens. The first one comes up, pushes it on you. Then his friend comes up and he guilts you into, oh no, he gets money, why don't I get money? And then you feel bad and you start giving everybody money, and then. And then you walk away, and then Anthony's like, what the fuck is this? I didn't actually read this. Inch Money? What the fuck is Inch Money? That was the guy's rap name. Inch Money. Fuck you, Inch Money. You hear me? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Inch Money. He throws him in the. He's like, I don't even want to listen.
That's not right.
I don't even want to listen. What's not
that's
right?
The fact that he does that to us.
Yes. He's like, I don't. He's
not.
Like, I don't even want to listen to this shit. Throws it in the subway. That was the end of it.
If he legitimately wanted to get money off of his craft, he wouldn't resort to those.
No, he would, because it's not about that. They make shitty
music. I thought
music
I was making
they,
a donation.
No,
music.
They're hustling.
Yeah, you got hustled. I got hustled.
We all got hustled, and you get wiser. Yeah. Here's what you do: the next time you see those assholes with the CDs, right past them. You're not being rude. You're doing the right thing.
I mean, I agree with your other idea of we should pull out our own CDs and hand it to them. And be like, yo, $15.
That's also that's also funny. Be like, oh wait, trade for trade? No, you get a trade. I would love to do that.
No trade backs.
Yeah. No trade backs.
I'll take your shiny Gyarados, man.
Yeah, we should just trade.
Oh, yeah, I got some too. Oh, you guys are doing it here today? Oh, I was here yesterday. It's a great spot. How many people did you get?
Yeah, just
or flash a police badge.
That'd be
them.
So
that'd be
amazing.
Funny,
yeah, that would be fucking fun. No, but definitely you should walk past these people.
Walk
you don't
right
owe,
past.
You that's... don't owe anyone your the time of day.
Definitely not.
When you're walking.
I'd rather give money. I'd rather just give a random homeless guy the money. Honestly. And I know it would be going to a better cause.
And you know what? Now that I think about it, I remember saying before, New Yorkers are rude. We're generally friendly people, but this shit happens.
Right.
This shit happens to us, and we just get hardened to it. If someone came up to someone, some people regular come up to me and just do you know how to get to this? Do you know how to get to the ferry?
You freeze
do you know how to get
for
to Wall
a second.
Street?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, okay. I
legitimately freeze because I don't
freeze,
know where those things
you
are.
You freeze. You right. Look at them for a second. You check them out. You're like, all right, they don't look too weird. Maybe, yeah, they don't have all right. And then you tell them, and then you bounce.
Yeah, that's it. Or just kind of look, I don't know the answer, but I think you have to generally head that way.
That too.
But
it's so much better than if you ask the police in Rome where to go, because they always just say, I don't know, or 5 minutes that way.
Don't you have to
It's never 5 minutes. It's never 5 minutes. 5 minutes is anywhere between 5 minutes to 3 hours. So you're going... You can get to Milan from Rome in 5 minutes.
In the case of Florence, it was 3 hours.
Oh, that was great.
It was a fun night. Yeah.
There's anything I've learned about getting lost in Rome, I think you can time travel. Owen Wilson taught me that one.
Oh, no, that was Paris.
Oh, fuck.
Midnight in Paris.
Oh, well, I guess that wouldn't work in Rome.
One in Rome.
Oh, wait, no, Woody Allen. Apparently that, like, if you wander in Rome, you might find an adventure.
That was To Rome with Love. Excellent movie.
There we go. Yeah, I love that one, too.
That was really good. Alec Baldwin, yes.
Yeah.
That was good. That was good.
I love how in that movie, specifically, have you seen that movie, Gerard?
No, I haven't, actually.
That's not spoiler for other people, too, right?
The only thing I'm going to say is, like, Alec Baldwin's role in the story is you don't know if he's a hallucination or if he's literally bumming it with these people.
You know, that's kind of a little bit of a spoiler right there.
You know what? I don't care.
I don't appreciate that. If I was listening and I've never seen Jerome with Love.
I think that adds to the intrigue. You don't know if he's a schizophrenic hallucination.
Yeah, I want to go watch the movie.
Like, Alec Baldwin is... I don't actually know the name of any characters he plays. He's just always Alec Baldwin to me.
I don't know. What do you think, Alec Baldwin?
Actually, he's...
Good point, Alec Baldwin.
I agree. I concur. He's one of those guys.
I think Alec Baldwin is whoever you want him to be.
I want it to be a lot of things. I think he is all those things.
Usually he's just that guy yelling at people.
He's great. He's just great. And he's got like a great name. Is Baldwin, New York, named after him?
No.
Oh.
No, I doubt it. How many towns can you actually get that are named after people?
I don't know. There's a high school named Walt Whitman.
The high schools, streets, you can definitely get that named after
towns.
Towns.
What type of towns?
St. Louis.
Like Boone's Farm for Daniel Boone. That's it.
St. Louis for St. Louis.
What about Jamestown? Jamestown for King
Washington.
James, right?
Jefferson.
Yeah. Jefferson.
City.
Yeah, Washington.
Yeah, right?
Jefferson.
Washington.
Where else is there? What other cities are there? There's a lot of cities.
But where the hell do you come up with like stuff like Tulsa? Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Well, Oklahoma to begin with.
Well, it's actually like that. That's you guys know John Green. He's an author. He also is part of the Vlog Brothers. And he actually wrote a book called Paper Towns, which is becoming a movie now. Which is around the premise.
I think that's how I've heard of him.
It's around the premise. He also wrote The Fault in Our Stars, which is actually
a very good book.
And also came out as a movie. And Paper Towns around the premise of this fake town that was...
Made of paper.
Made. No. What cartographers used to do...
God help if it rains.
Monsoon season's coming and it's just like a light drizzle.
Back in the day, cartographers, to prevent people from stealing their maps, would make up fake towns on the maps that they would know as themselves. So if they ever showed up on other maps, they would say, hey, that's copyright infringement, you're copying our map because that town doesn't exist. Except there was one town that actually, due to people going to visit that area to try and see if it existed, they ended up making a town there.
Oh.
So it created its own town, and he wrote this whole thing, Paper Towns, based around these towns that are like supposedly fake, and some sort of exploration with high school kids, probably targets a teenage demographic. But John Green's fantastic.
Essentially what The Fault in Our Stars was about.
I mean, I love The Fault in Our Stars, actually. I read it. It was pretty good. Never saw the movie.
I wrote the movie off immediately after seeing a trailer. Did not see it after that.
It was a good book, though. There's some awesome quotes from there that I liked. And also the fact, like, The Fault in Our Stars is a Shakespeare reference, so...
Which I
appreciate it. John Green's an excellent... His Vlog Brothers, like, him and his brother Hank, they do this thing where they bounce back and forth on YouTube and they educate and have like quick blurb videos. He's fantastic.
Checking those out, yeah.
I think he teaches creative writing classes at NYU, or used to.
That doesn't surprise me. Oh, speaking of people I want to become professors, you remember how Obama used to teach at, what was it, Columbia?
I did not know that. What did he teach?
I think he actually was like a law professor. Do not quote me on this.
Okay.
But I'm almost certain he was a law professor.
I'm going to quote Dean. Obama taught at Columbia.
But I think he went to Columbia, but I don't know if he taught there. I know he taught. Definitely know that he taught. But you know what I would like? I would like him to go back to teaching.
Instead of being just like leave the president's office right now?
No, just like once he's done.
What if he just upright and was like, that's it, I'm done. And just like got out and went back
to
teaching.
Well, then would he be like Mr. Obama?
Who's the vice president right now? I don't even know this.
Oh, God.
I want him to not teach anymore. I want him to stay in president for a couple more years until... Like next year, at least, the end of his term? Yeah, the end of his term.
No, well, once his term runs out, I want him to go back to teaching.
That'd be great.
Teach government and law.
That'd be awesome.
Because, like, how many other people can we get the perspective of the president's office?
I mean, that's a good point.
You're taught in all the government classes.
Would he be Mr. Obama, or would he just be still President Obama?
Probably still President.
You don't lose the title.
How do we refer to Bill Clinton?
President Clinton.
I refer to him as Wild Bill.
In Unless
I can't even face that with a straight face.
Wild Bill. Unless we're in like the Green Mile, he's not wild.
It's like Whistling Willie's.
I mean, there was never any problem about Jobs when he was in office, so it's like
it's very true.
Yeah, so it's like you gotta
I don't know, man. He saw the
even
problems.
If he didn't teach before, I would want him to just do that.
Wild Bill?
Yeah.
He could teach history pretty well.
Wild Bill could teach like how to, you know,
how to seduce your interns. That could
sex education, man.
Why not? You know what?
How to hide your shit.
You remember hearing about how Monica Lewinsky was, like, talking about... she, like, came out years after the scandal happened. This was, like, recently.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, the scandal was hard on me, too. Like, hold on. You had, like, sexual relations with a president. Like, that's just good, juicy gossip,
yeah,
for Christ's sakes.
That is juicy gossip.
I can understand you're kind of, like, blacklisted there, but, like, I don't know. That's really interesting. You were part of a scandal.
That is pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's...
But how would you not know you were going to be part of a scandal? Like, you really didn't think that was going to blow up?
It's certainly like you weren't of unsound mind or anything. Yes, I got that.
I got that too, sadly.
You weren't of unsound mind or anything. You could have been like, who is this dashing guy in the suit that's walking around my office?
I mean, if
the
we
president,
know anything,
nobody's watching that guy. Fuck this. Might as well.
Yeah, but he's Bill Clinton.
He's Bill Clinton. He was everyone's friend.
He was everybody's friend. Your friend, my friend.
I guess so. He to get away with that shit, sure.
He did some great stuff. Bill was pretty wild.
Wild Bill?
Yeah,
Wild Bill. Wild Bill the Cox.
Wild Bill 2016. He should run again. That'd be great.
I'd vote for him.
I'd vote for him, too. Why not?
Well, now who do we got? Hillary Clinton, Ted Cruz.
Hillary Clinton, we might get Wild Hill instead.
Wild Hill.
Oh, yeah, someone sent me a picture before the show. Like, half Hillary, half Bill Clinton. Hillbilly.
I mean, Hillary's a real man's man candidate, so that's great. I'd be happy with her.
I don't know.
Who are the Republicans throwing up again? Who
Ted Cruz?
Like,
don't know.
I don't even know who Ted Cruz is.
Don't care.
I guess I'm getting more involved in like my politics. I feel so out of the know.
Believe me, once it all starts boiling down to who's trying to get your vote, I will definitely be in the chair.
In the chair of office?
Oh, in this one, specifically.
I'll be talking about it. I thought meant like, I'm like, they don't have
in front
chairs
of the microphone,
the booths,
in the chair.
In the ballot booths, they don't have chairs anymore. I don't know if they ever did.
Well, they might in Florida.
Yeah. It takes a long time. No, actually, you ever see the Florida voting system? It's like those Mattel toys. Like, you match the shape to the hole.
Florida was the whole problem with the...
Right, because, Florida's crazy.
With Bush's
so
election,
they had
yeah.
no idea what they're doing down there. They thought it was like...
Have you actually seen the ballot for that one?
No.
Holy crap. I didn't know about it until I was like 17, 18 in government class. He showed me a picture of what the ballot looked like. No, this was actually AP history.
In Florida?
Yeah, he showed me what the ballot looked like, which caused all the confusion. I'm like... I wouldn't know what to think of that either.
That's why they should probably use the Mattel system. It works a lot better. Republican, system. You put the star.
If you put the star in the star,
you put the square, and then like you just do it like really simple. It's easy. It's, you know, hands-on learning, hands-on voting.
It's hands-on learning.
It's a great...
I think that's a bit too patronizing for new voters. voters, here, come to this one. It's got coloring books. Older ones, you can just cast your vote over there. You can go
great,
home.
You could just, like, color your vote in. Like, if you color outside the lines, you're going Democratic. If you color in, you're Republican. Because it's a more conservative approach,
that's
right?
That's true, you're right.
If you don't color at all...
Then you get the people that fully color, and they're just like, wait, did this one bump over the line...
Then you get the independent guy.
If you draw, like, a dog or an independent, so it's like, whatever.
Yeah, or you cut the thing out and you take it home with you.
please illustrate how you feel about politics. And then just, like, whatever scribble you get, you have to interpret...
Someone draws, like, a big penis on the thing.
You, sir, are a libertarian.
Yes, no, that'd be...
You, sir, are an existentialist.
That'd be great.
Someone draws a penis. You're an anarchist. I don't like you.
There's a lot of anarchists in my high school.
Dude,
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, mine too.
Although not for long.
It's going to be co-ed now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, wait, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
My high school's going co-ed. It was an all-boys school for like over 100 years.
Oh, that's interesting.
I wonder if they'd always go co-ed, but probably not. They're pretty against that for now. Plus, I already have Calumbrae.
Once like the admission rates go down,
yeah,
they'll start.
That's true. I guess that's true.
Or like once the tuition climbs to like way too high, which is the case with, you know, my high school. Like,
yeah.
My aunt took my cousin there. I was like, "How much is it now?" She's like, "It's $14,000. $14,000 a year. It was like $7,000 when I was there.
Yeah.
I wasn't there that long though.
That's incredible.
Get out of here. What do they got in there?
Public school. That's where I went.
Public
school is pretty
done,
good.
Man. That would have been better.
I mean, it was.
I like going to.
I liked it too, but in hindsight, like, I don't know, I probably would have come out a lot less stressed if I was in public. I wouldn't have learned as much if I was in public school, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know what, I can concur with that. Do you ever wish you could go back to high school?
And redo it? Yeah, sometimes.
Nah, not really.
Yeah, that's I think that's kind of like a shifting thing now. Like, if you would ever, if someone told you, I could bring you back to high school, you would know everything that you know now. Just like, nah, I think I'm fine.
Yeah,
because then there were some unavoidable social situations, like, that girl will still never go out with me. I will always get this on that test.
Well,
I'm still going to be freaked out and fall asleep during physics.
Oh my god, my teacher hated me during physics. It was like, I don't know what it was, but he always used to think, like, I just really was confused by physics, because math, like, jumbles my brain.
Yes.
So I would sit there, and I would be, I don't know, trying to follow along, and he'd ask me a question, and I was really confused by the question, so I'd say something else, be like, oh, that's a great way to dodge the answer. I'm like, no, that's not what I'm trying to do. So then I knew he liked planes, so I try and link everything back to planes, and he didn't appreciate that either.
I figured out your tells, boy. You're trying to get me to talk about planes.
Ah, man.
We actually had a thing back in our physics class, because we wanted to like stay open. We wanted to actually like try and follow him during his lectures, because he was he was a curmudgeon, honestly. But
curmudgeon.
He was like, yeah, right.
I have never heard that word.
That's a $2
word. It's a great word.
Yeah. What makes a word only $2? It's a $100 word.
If I knew a $100 word, I really would be selling it.
Organoleptic.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to give you $6 for that one.
$6. $6.
Organoleptic.
Look at this.
Get money.
Yeah. So what we actually did was we actually like did a betting pool.
On what?
You know what? I'm like, my memory's fuzzy on this, but I think it was like, if we could get him to say the correct, if we could like answer some question or something, or like we. If we got called on and like we had to like answer a question or something, like we would get part of the pot.
You know a question I've always wanted answered? Who do the professors in Harvard quote? Because everyone out of the schools quotes Harvard professors.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah?
They always quote people from Harvard School of Business, Harvard School of Medicine, Harvard this. Someone at Harvard said this. What do people at Harvard say? They go, yeah, we said this.
Us?
They quote us. They quote themselves. I'm going to quote myself right now.
They quote God, maybe, the Bible.
You know, anyone that makes everyone that's the professional quote maker, they should go to Harvard. That way, they actually have the credentials right there.
I love quotes. Quotes are good.
Quotes are great.
Quotes are just, they're so quoteful. They're full of, like, wisdom.
Quotable
and
right
words.
There.
Quotable, yeah.
Quotes. I love that quote, never believe everything you hear on the internet. Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, that's good. I thought it was Wayne Gretzky.
Whoever knows, I think it was Abraham Lincoln because he just wasn't alive at the time. Like, that's the whole.
Oh wait, there was a quote that Wayne Gretzky said, and they attributed to Michael Scott afterwards.
Yeah,
I always forget which one that is. You always miss 100%
of
the shots
you don't take.
Wayne Gretzky,
Michael Scott.
you know what? I should get into The Office.
I'm not into The Office. I want to get
the
into
the original
office,
one especially. Or the this one.
This.
The I like
the one that happened here. The one that ended.
Oh, okay. Well, they both ended, but...
Oh.
Yeah. That doesn't narrow it down anymore. It used to at some point.
Well, this is a can of worms.
All right, so Dean,
well, the original one only lasted a few seasons. The one here was
Let's do like a lightning round. Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks?
Oh, Dunkin'
Starbucks.
Donuts.
Whoa, Dunkin' Donuts.
What?
Really?
Hold on a second.
Dude,
do you like coffee or sludge?
Dunkin'.
I love coffee, and that's why...
Do you like milk and sugar, or do you like coffee?
Okay, all right, milk and sugar.
There we go. See, Dunkin' Donuts, if you wanted cream and sugar, why'd you get coffee? That's my opinion.
I mean, Dunkin' Donuts has the donuts. That's part of their name. But, like, they don't have... I mean, I ain't dunking it in a coffee because it's not coffee.
I would do that, but you're right. I would take it.
I mean, it's
You know what would happen? There was, like, one holiday where I really wanted to try the pumpkin pie donut, but I didn't. I went to Starbucks to get the coffee.
Yeah.
Then I went into Dunkin' Donuts with the coffee
and
ordered
the donut.
The donut.
Oh,
I was like,
I accidentally once
not
handed...
Not even that. I just didn't want it.
I handed the Dunkin' Donuts people once my Starbucks card to pay for it, and that was awkward.
Bam.
So they were just like, oh, this doesn't work here. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I think I've learned...
Then I realized I was in a Dunkin' Donuts.
I think I've learned never to actually, like, order the seasonal donut because I'll just hate myself afterwards. Like, the pumpkin pie one was always, like, too rich. They actually did a lemonade donut.
Oh, that's
disgusting. I tried
that
for some reason.
That sounds ridiculous.
Well, because you had, like, the lemon... You have, like, the lemon filling for some of them. Like, the lemon...
Yeah, but lemonade?
Yeah. I don't like lemonade. It's like, this seems like it should work, but it doesn't.
It's like when people try to put bacon with everything. Like, you know, bacon's good with certain
things.
Bacon. Bacon's good by itself. Bacon's good with eggs. A little bit of B&E. Bacon and eggs.
Lightning question. Bagel type. Favorite. Go.
Bagel type? Bagel. Cinnamon raisin.
Multigrain.
Poppy seed.
Poppy seed.
I never had poppy seed. I actually like everything bagels too. A little scallion cream cheese.
Oh, scallion cream cheese is the best.
The cinnamon raisin, you got the blueberry cream cheese. Really good. Shout out to Bagels.
Yeah,
and
I
cream.
Like avocado cream cheese. It's
whoa,
like creamy. Really?
I've never had avocado cream cheese.
That's interesting.
Never had that
good.
Before.
That don't
interesting. It's like eating guacamole on breakfast.
You know, you can put guac on guac. It's like
I would do it. I would put guacamole.
Guac around the clock. That's what I say.
Unfortunately, it's not always there.
How often
so sometimes
do you say that? That's what I want to know.
A couple of times.
I think
a day.
This is the first time.
I've actually said that before.
Hey, Anthony, has it been like 5 hours since you said that? Oh yeah, you're gonna guac around the clock.
Around
let
the
me
clock.
Just get back to this task.
Oh, it's so trite now.
So dry.
Your mug for the audience.
Wait, I get a lightning.
Yeah, dragon's lightning round.
Applebee's or Fridays?
Fridays.
It's basically the same shit, but.
It is.
They got the sliders. No, it's Ruby Tuesdays.
See, Fridays, I notice, has like all the Jack
Daniels.
The
Jack Daniels burger.
Right, that's good. But Applebee's, I always have a special place because that's just the one I always
that's the thing.
Appetizers?
It is the. Okay, some people would consider like your favorite food or like your favorite place to go is the one that you go to the most, right? You can understand that logic?
No, because that would mean that Mount Gores and all these places on campus would be my favorite foods.
But like to an outside observer. Yeah, exactly. To an outside observer, just like, oh, he goes to Mount Gores the most. I guess that's his favorite.
Little do they know. That it's a...
I had the realization that, I like, out of all the restaurants that I go to, it's Applebee's the most because of the half apps and, like, occasionally a meal.
I mean, half apps...
Happy hours.
Half apps
are
the best part. Half apps
exactly.
are the best part because you
the
go there,
goes.
You got the quesadillas, you got the boneless buffalo wings.
They actually changed the menu. I don't think they have quesadillas anymore.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
what?
They did.
This is why I like Fridays better. Because clearly...
Fridays,
your vote is on
thank
Fridays.
God it's Friday.
It's been on Fridays.
Like, they added a couple of things. Like, now you can get, like, churros.
Like those cinnamon
yeah,
sticks
like
of
little
dough.
Twisty things. Yeah.
Yeah. Why would I don't want a churro at Applebee's. I want my quesadillas. You know, they used to have the nachos nuevos back in the day where it actually be like really big and awesome. Then like the economy hit Applebee's and it became like the nasty nachos and all this crazy stuff.
I can't be too sure
good.
That they still have nachos.
Yeah, they probably got rid of that too.
Applebee's
definitely a bunch of
they definitely still have nachos.
They're a bunch of posers now. They sold
no,
out.
They're not. They still have Applebee's.
They sold out. It's
they
Applebee's.
Still have nachos.
They got that like griller cantina thing. No, the cantina's Taco Bell. They had like this like this crazy. They got
the chalupa there.
Oh, my dad actually, speak back to my dad. My dad cannot order anything when he comes to Taco Bell. He will drive up to the window, and I'll repeat the order to him 3 times. I'll be like, all right, it's a chicken crunch wrap supreme. Pretty simple, right? He'll be like, can I get a chicken crunch crap? One of those key grita grunches. I'm like, and the lady's like, man, what's going on? And my dad, as he talks to people who have accents,
sir,
starts
sir,
taking
on
their accents.
Sir, are you having a stroke? Do I need to call 911?
He starts taking on their
no,
accents.
No, that's supposed to happen after.
So as he starts talking, he starts taking on a more broken English Spanish accent.
Really?
Yeah, he does that. When we go to the barbershop, it becomes Russian. When he talks
what?
To whoever he talks to, he picks up their accents. So it becomes more like, it's just a barrel of confusion. I'm like, dad, you're saying it wrong. It's Gordita. He's like, Corquita. No, I'm like, Gordita. Corquima. I'm like, oh my God. He's like, yeah, I want 2 chicken crunch craps. And then like, I'm like, that is not a crunch crap. It's a crunch wrap. I'm even forgetting it myself. And I'm like, and then he forgets everything. And if God forbid you tell him an order, I mean, one time I had my wisdom teeth pulled. I was drinking Ensure because I could not eat anything. It hurt. So I was just sipping Ensure out of the bottle. And I was like, dad, the vanilla tastes terrible. I want the chocolate. He goes, okay. Comes back with 15 bottles of vanilla. I'm like, you're going to go back to the store and please get me chocolate because I'm not drinking these. I'm like, I specifically told you, get me chocolate. Don't get me vanilla. He's like, Anthony, you're killing me. Oh, my God. You're such a drama queen. I'm like, no. It's like, I can't. It's so specific. You ask for a burrito, he's going to come back with a steak. I don't understand. I'm like, what is going on?
Where the hell did you get a kangaroo meat?
No, it's like, yeah. He's
is
I
that
love my
ostrich?
Dad. Love my dad. It's always an adventure when we go to because I feel so bad for the employee at Taco Bell. It takes like 15 minutes. They never have anything.
Why don't you
on.
Just do the order?
Because I want to, but my dad has this thing where he just wants to order it, like regardless.
So does he want to cause all that?
I think he enjoys it. He also has a thing where he doesn't order anything and then takes your food because it tastes better.
I like that. See, I'm
a
fan.
Like,
I'm a fan.
He's
I'm
the,
a prop
he's the person
it.
That you hate.
I'm
in
a
the
fan
restaurant.
Of that. I love doing that.
I thought it was going to be something along the lines of you keep telling him what to order and it like keeps piling on. To like this madness that's coming out of his mouth, and it keeps going to the point where like you're getting so frustrated that he shuts down.
No, he doesn't do that. He just like we always have to drive back.
Yeah, gangarito. No, it's a burrito. It's a crunch
I mean,
wrap, and just like
happens.
It keeps piling up. And
I
just
keep
like
trying to explain it to him, and then he never knows. So he goes, "And what do I like?" I'm like, "Dad, it's this. You order the same thing. It's a soft shell taco." And you like the chicken crunch wrap, the thing you can't pronounce.
What do I like?
And I'm just like, it's the thing you can't pronounce. Like, oh, I want one of those.
What do I like?
Then he orders it, and he's like, this is not what I wanted. I'm like, oh my God, it's been the same thing for the past 10 years.
This isn't what I like.
Newlywed game right here.
It's
what
so,
do I like?
It's so bad.
Go.
And I'm just like, my God, it's ridiculous. And like, I feel so bad when we pull up to the drive-thru. Or then when we pull him, like when we go into the restaurant, my dad's the type of people who makes a small talk with everybody. So start making things and be like, yeah, you know, it's so expensive nowadays. I used to be able to get a taco for like, you know, a couple bucks. Now it's like $20. I got like, that's it. And I'm like, oh my God. He starts talking. I need to go more places.
He
takes like 10 of each sauce, even though we never use it. If like Taco Bell sauce and ketchup packets ever became a currency, we'd be so wealthy. We have like mountains of this stuff.
Sure, it is.
You and stoners alike.
Yeah, except we're not stoners, so there's no reasoning behind this.
Come on, man. 4/20 was yesterday.
April 20th. You know what? Appropriately enough, it was foggy outside.
Right, it was really
wow.
Foggy.
I didn't actually realize.
No, I couldn't even see the bridge when I was driving home from work.
You know, that rainstorm came out of nowhere too last night.
Very true.
Yeah, that's true. I woke up this morning to that thing. I was like, oh shit.
But that was so. Yeah, the ordering at these drive-thrus is always such a pain. Or like when we go to Chinese restaurants. You can't pronounce anything. They can't pronounce anything. It's such a mess.
How could they not pronounce anything?
Because like there's like the barrier. You know, we're speaking two different languages, and like we're really lost. And like
just point, grab the shit and point. That's
well, that's like the best thing. But you think that he would understand. But sometimes, first off, us Italians are occupied with our hands. We have no time to point. We can't. We got that nerve, but that connects the mouth to the
mouth hand syndrome. I know, but you gotta like
hand to mouth.
So it's,
well, then
it's,
what you should do is just hold the menu out, do this, and then when you eventually hit something, that's what you get.
But it is always a fun adventure going places with him because you never know what you're going to get. It's like, it's a wild experience.
Yeah, that's a good note to end on.
Something we all got to do that one time. Let's go to Carmine's.
Oh, absolutely. We did that for my birthday.
Yeah.
And my dad still is pissed that he never tried half the dishes. Because anything that hit our side of the table was gone immediately.
We ate everything.
Because on my side of the table was me, Gerard, Reese, Tom, my friend Steve, my sister, my cousin, and like forks would just go flying out.
Yeah, we destroyed it.
And it was just gone.
I think it should go sometime. All right. So you know what? I think that's a good note to end on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Signing out.
All right. See you next week.
Peace.
See you whenever.
Whenever.